哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with the brothers and sisters.
在这个星期五的晚上，我们继续来从路加福音当中做我们彼此的学习。
And we would like to continue studying the book of Luke chapter 7.
那我们请翻到路加福音的第七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章的第十八节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 18.
路加福音七章第十八节。
Luke 7:18.
约翰的门徒把这些事都告诉约翰，他便叫了两个门徒来，打发他们到主那里去，说：那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？二十节。
20.
那两个人来到耶稣那里说：施洗的约翰打发我们来问你，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？二十一节。正当那时候，耶稣治好了许多有疾病的、受灾患的、被恶鬼附着的，又开恩叫好些瞎子能看见。二十二节。耶稣回答说：你们去把所看见、所听见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的得洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。二十三。凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。二十四节。约翰所差来的人既走了，耶稣就对众人讲论约翰说：你们从前出去到旷野是要看什么呢？要看那风吹动的芦苇吗？二十五。你们出去到底是要看什么？是要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿华丽衣服宴乐度日的人是在王宫里。第二十六节。你们出去究竟是要看什么？要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。在这里，圣经记载了主耶稣跟施洗约翰的对话。
Here it talks about the interchange between Jesus and the disciples of John.
我们从马太福音的十一章可以看到一段一样的记载。
Actually, there is a similar recording in Matthew chapter 11.
而在马太福音的十一章，有特别说到施洗的约翰是被关在监牢里的。
And there it particularly records that John was in prison at the time.
因为他被关在监牢里面。
Because he was imprisoned.
因为他不知道到底接下来会发生什么事。
And he didn't know what would happen next.
所以施洗约翰对他的工作开始产生了一点的不确定。
So,John began to have a little bit of uncertainty about his work.
所以他特别的派人来见耶稣。
So he specifically asked some of his disciples to go and see Jesus.
而且他问了一句话说：是你吗？还是我们要再等候别人呢？
And he asked them to ask him a certain question, saying, are you the coming one, or should we look for another?
我们都知道施洗约翰是被奉差遣来做耶稣基督的开路先锋。
We know that John the Baptist was the one who would open the path for our Lord.
我们也知道施洗约翰对主耶稣是有认识的，所以他指着耶稣说：看哪，这就是神的羔羊。
And we also know that he knew and recognized Jesus, which is why he said, behold, the Lamb of God.
但是这样一个为主工作、为主铺路、对主有认识的一个工人。
But such a one who recognized Jesus and knew Jesus so well.
却在这个时候心灵软弱，甚至来问说：是不是你呀？
Yet he actually had a sliver of doubt at this time to ask, is it you?
这里告诉我们一件事情。
This teaches us something.
人不会永远都在属灵的高峰。
Which is that man will not always be at the apex of his faith.
我们不要以为说我们永远都是信心坚定，我们永远都是站立不摇的。
Let us not believe that we will always be firm in our faith.
如果约翰有他的疑惑，
If John had his doubts,
如果彼得也有他的软弱,
if Peter had his weaknesses,
那今天你我都可能遇上这样信仰上的压力跟行在主路上的迷惑。
Then we too today will also face similar temptations and difficulties in our path.
啊，尤其是这个时候是约翰被关在监牢里。
Especially since at this time John was imprisoned.
很多时候当一个人当一个信徒遇到了患难
A lot of times when a member meets some kind of trial
很容易的就会从心里想说为什么我会遇到这种事情
It is very easy for them to ask why am I facing these
然后你会看到其他的人
And then they will look at other people
你甚至会觉得非常不公平为什么是我不是他
And then you will feel that it is extremely unjust. Why is it me and not them?
我们都是信徒，我们都来敬拜神，我也没有比别人差。
Are we not all members that believe in Christ? I am not inferior to any others.
为什么今天是我生病，不是你
？But why is it I that was afflicted and not the other?
为什么是我遭遇意外，不是你
？Why is it that I met these accidents and not you?
所以有时候人在苦难。跟我们在苦难或者是遭灾当中常常容易对信仰产生问号跟对神产生怀疑
So during trials or disasters we often give God a question mark and a doubt
不是我们不信神也不是我们不拜神
And it's not necessary that we no longer believe in God or worship him
而是在痛苦当中会说神你就是不爱我
But rather in that time of difficulty we will protest to God that you do not love me
那如同在这里约翰在监牢里派人去问耶稣说到底是不是你啊
And so at that time John actually asked his disciples to ask Jesus are you the one whom we are waiting for
其实每个人的信仰都有高有低
Every single person has their highs and lows of faith
没有一个人是永远站在属灵的高峰因为那只有耶稣基督而已
Because nobody can ever stay in the climax at all times.
啊，但是有软弱没有关系。
But it is okay for us to have moments of
weakness. 甚至有疑惑也不是大问题。
And it is not a big deal to have questions.
啊，但是问题在如果我们有软弱不承认，有疑惑不去寻找答案，那问题就会很大。
The problem lies in when we do not admit our weaknesses or when we do not search for the truth when we have doubts.
如果在这个时候约翰在监牢里面心中有开始有动摇心中有疑惑他到底是不是弥赛亚
If John when he was in prison and he began to have doubts about whether Jesus was the Messiah.
明明有疑惑但是不好意思问
If he had such doubts and yet was afraid to ask.
然后就埋在心里啊越想越怀疑越想就越软弱
And if he kept keeping these things in his heart and increasing in his doubt and meditating over it.
啊，但是在这里，约翰一有疑问，马上就派人到耶稣面前。
But John did not do that. Instead, immediately he sent his disciples to ask Jesus.
啊，并且直接从主耶稣那里得到信仰上的坚固跟答案。
And directly he received Jesus'support and answer.
啊，所以我们今天如果生命当中走在困境，甚至觉得说主你还爱我吗
？So today, if we feel that we are at the end of a road and we question whether God loves us,
我们有时候会觉得说，为什么信耶稣我会遭遇这样的事呢
？And we ask, why is it that we face such things when I believed in Jesus?
甚至在眼泪当中，我们问神说，主啊，到底出路在哪里
？And in tears, we ask God the way out.
哦，这只要我们把我们的问题带到耶稣基督的面前
As long as we bring these troubles before the feet of the Lord,
借着祷告相信神一定有答案给我们。
If we believe in our prayers that Jesus does have an answer for us,
他说那些忍耐到底的必就就必得救啊。
Those who persevere to the end will be saved.
所以在这里告诉我们说，施洗约翰有问题，有问题没关系，有问题你要找耶稣。
And so here, John the Baptist had doubts, but that is no problem because all you need to do is search for the Lord.
找到耶稣，你就有你要的答案了。
Once you found him, then you found your answer.
我们看回来，路加福音的第七章。
Let's look at Luke 7.
路加福音七章的二十四节
Verse 24，
约翰所差来的人走了，耶稣就对众人讲论约翰说，你们从前出去到旷野，你是要看什么呢？你要看风吹动的芦苇吗？你们出去到底要看什么？看那穿细软衣服的人吗？26，你们出去究竟是要看什么？是要看先知吗？在这里主耶稣继续跟这些门徒，跟这些跟随他的人讲话。
Here actually, after the messengers left, Jesus continued speaking to the multitudes.
而且在这里，主耶稣连续的问他们三个问题呀。
And he asked them three questions.
他说：“你要看什么
？What did you go out to see？
你到底要看什么
？What did you go out to see？
你究竟你是要看什么
？But what did you go out to see？
我们发觉说奇怪，主耶稣怎么这样子跟他的门徒说话？怎么这样子在问那跟随他的众人
？Why did Jesus speak like this to his multitudes？
我们看到说主耶稣一个问题比一个问题尖锐，一个问题比一个问题更严肃。
Each question was more severe and sharp than the next.
你要看什么？
What exactly are you
seeking? 你到底要看什么？
What did you go out to
see? 你究竟想要看到什么？
But what did you go out to see?
这个问题不但是对当时的门徒，
It was not only asked to the multitude at the time.
也是对我们今天每一位要追求信仰、想认识神的每一个人啊。
It is actually asked to each of us who wish to pursue after.
因为主耶稣也要问我们啊。
Because the Lord also wants to ask us.
你说你要信耶稣。
You said you want to believe in Jesus.
你说你是基督徒。
You said you're a Christian.
你说你又有爱心又虔诚。
You said that you have love and are devout.
你说你有得救的盼望。
You said you have the hope of eternal life.
你说你要跟随耶稣一直到底。
You said you would persevere to the end.
啊，主耶稣就要来问你啦。
So here Jesus asks you.
请问你信耶稣，你到底要看什么？
Exactly, when you're believing, what did you want to see?
请问你来教会，你究竟是要看什么？
When you come to church, what do you go to see?
因为在这里讲说，人来到教会，人来跟随耶稣，他可以有寻找三样不一样的东西啊。
Because it seems like there can be three things you can go and see.
第一个要看的是什么？
What is the first thing you can see?
这里讲说，你出来，你要看什么？你要看风吹动的芦苇吗？
The first thing is a reed shaken by the wind.
什么叫做要看风吹动的芦苇啊？
What does it mean to see a reed shaken by the wind?
芦苇风一吹，马上左右的摇摆。
When a wind shakes a reed, it is immediately shaken back.
所以一个人当他要去看风吹动的芦苇，他到底要看什么？
So when one goes to see a reed shaken by the wind, what exactly are they trying to look
for? 就是摇摇摆摆没有根基，来到教会纯粹是社交跟追求热闹而已啊。
It is one that has no foundation and comes to church simply for social interaction and fun.
啊，一下子来看这边，哦，这里很热闹，赶快来。一下子去那边，哦，那里很好玩，赶快去。
They see that there is a little bit of activity and entertainment here or there, and they follow it.
哦，这里很多人，我来参加一下。哦，那边那个里面有很有名的信徒，我去结交认识一番。
Oh, there are a lot of people here. Let me go see what is going on. Or there's a celebrity there. Let me follow them.
好像是风吹动的芦苇，不知道到底自己来教会做什么。
This is like a reed shaken by the wind who does not know why they come to church.
这个世界上虽然有非常非常多自称是信耶稣，自称是基督徒。
And so actually, there are many people that actually claim to be Christians.
啊，但是有非常非常多，就像风吹动的芦苇一样。
But who are actually just like reeds shaken by the wind.
你问他，他信什么？
If you ask them, what do you believe?
他说，哦，我信耶稣啊。
They'll respond, I believe in Jesus.
你再问他，你信耶稣什么？
Then if you ask them, in more detail, what do you believe?
我不知道啊，我信耶稣应该是好人，我信教会应该很好玩。
They might respond, oh, well, I believe Jesus is a good man and that church is a fun place.
你再仔细问他，你的信仰到底根基在哪里？你要怎么样才能追求永生？我不知道啊。
Then if you ask them more in detail, how exactly can you root your faith or how do you pursue after eternal life?
你说你跟随耶稣，你跟随耶稣要去哪里？
And if you ask them, oh, well, if you're following Jesus, where are you following him to?
你说你效法基督，请问基督的榜样又是什么？
If you are imitating Christ, what is his likeness?
因为有太多太多所谓的基督徒从来不读圣经啊。
Because there are actually too many Christians out there who do not actually read the Bible.
哦，所以虽然说自己是基督徒，信耶稣。但是却不明白道理，不知道耶稣对他们的期望在哪里。
So even though they may profess themselves as followers of Christ, but they have no idea what their, what the teachings actually are.
以致他们的行事为人离主耶稣对他们的期望非常非常的遥远。
And so actually their behavior and is actually quite far from what it should be.
而无知从来不是一个可以被接受的借口。
And Actually, ignorance is not an excuse.
啊，因为主耶稣说，我的百姓因为没有知识而灭亡。
Jesus once said that, my people perished of ignorance.
哦，所以我们不要想说，我不知道也没关系啊，我只是要知道神是爱就可以啦。
So do not say to yourselves, I can just be ignorant and, because God is love.
啊，我只要知道我要做一个好人，我要爱人就可以啦。
All I need to know is that God is love, and I just have to be a good person.
圣经里面什么叫做爱？
In the Bible, what is love?
主耶稣说，你若爱我，就会守诫命啊。
The Bible says that if you love me, you will obey my commands.
啊，如果你不守诫命，你就是不爱神啊，就是不爱耶稣啊。
And if you don't obey the commands, then you don't love.
啊，所以我们今天不要成为风吹的芦苇，摇来摇去，不知道自己在信什么。
So today, let us not be like the reed swayed by the wind.
啊，信主多年不懂道理。
That we may have believed for many years but don't understand the teachings.
啊，说这样的人他的得救就有很大的问题啦。
Because that kind of person has a great problem with their salvation.
啊，第二个这里啊啊，第二个这里主耶稣啊问他们。
The second question that Jesus asked.
25节
was in verse 25.
25节说，你们出去到底要看什么？你要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿华丽衣服宴乐度日的人是在王宫。第二个主耶稣告诉他们。
The second thing that Jesus said was,
说你来，你跑到旷野，你来跟从约翰，你来看耶稣，你到底想要看什么？
You came out into the wilderness to see this John, and what exactly did you go out to see?
你跟随耶稣来到教会，你到底想要得着什么？
You followed Jesus and came to church, but what exactly are you trying to gain?
你是要找到能够穿细软衣服、华美衣服的这些人吗？
Are you trying to find men clothed in soft garments?
啊，告诉我们说，难道你信耶稣就是为了要求得物质的好处，使你能够穿上华美的衣服吗？
Are you seeking for material benefits so that you can be clothed in soft and fine
garments? 啊，今天很多人为什么信耶稣？信耶稣就是要得好处啊。
Many people today believe in Christ because they believe they can gain materialism.
啊，信耶稣，神就必须要让我平安。
If I believe in Christ, I will gain peace.
我祷告神就要按照我的心意给我成全。
And if I pray, then God will grant me according to my desires.
我来教会，你就要让我看到神迹。
If I come to church, I must see a miracle.
讲来讲去，好像我们是主人，耶稣只是我们的仆人一样啊。
And when all is said and done, it sounds as though we are the master and Jesus is our servant.
讲得很大声，你不让我看神迹，我下个礼拜就不来教会。
And we proclaim loudly, if you do not let me see a miracle next week, you won't see me at church.
你不照我祷告的方式给我成就，我下次我就不祷告了。
If you do not grant me according to my prayers, then I will no longer pray to you.
很多时候，虽然在拜神，但是其实只是要追求自身的利益跟好处而已。
So even though we outwardly are worshiping God, we are inwardly seeking our own benefits.
如同这一些人，他们只是想要看见细软的衣服、华丽的装饰而已啊。
They're coming to see men clothed in fine and soft garments.
我们来看一下腓立比书的第三章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3
第三章的第七节
Verse 7
第七节只是我先前以为与我有益的 我现在因基督耶稣都当作有损的。第八节。
Verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，当作粪土，为要得着基督。在这里保罗告诉我们，
Here Paul teaches us.
他说他为什么信耶稣，为什么要跟从主。
Why does he follow Christ?
他说因为主耶稣才是信仰的至宝。
Because Christ is the treasure.
主耶稣才是我们追求的目标。
He is the object of our faith.
因为只有认识耶稣，抓到主，才能够拥有得救盼望回天家。
Because only when we grasp him, then we have the hope of eternal kingdom.
所以我们今天啊，如果眼睛啊，如果我们今天所看到、所想要的，只有世界上的好处、身体上的平安、物质上的丰盛。
So if today all we see in church is just health and material benefits,
这些到最后都会过去啊。
All these things will pass.
因为有一天，这些你全部要放下。
Because one day we will have to let them go.
你必须要去面对那个最终的审判。
And you will have to face the final judgment.
如果信耶稣信到你只有世界上这些东西。
If you believe and at the end you only have these things.
如果要拜神，你只想得到物质上的好处。
And if you worship God only to receive the things from earth.
那到最后你会信耶稣一辈子，但是两手空空来朝见神。
You will believe in the Lord all your life, but you will come to the Lord at the end empty-handed.
所以圣经里面告诉我们哦。
So the Bible tells us.
他说一个人啊，如果信了耶稣，只在今生有指望，他比众人都更可怜。一个人如果信耶稣，但是只有在这个世界上有盼望。他是比所有人都还要可怜啊。
If there is a believer of Christ who only seeks after things within this life, they are even more pitiful than all the people of the earth.
所以在这里说，你到底要看什么？你要追求什么？你想要得着什么？
So exactly, what are you coming here to look for and gain?
你想要看见穿细软衣服的人吗？你想要做那个华美衣裳的人吗？
Are you here just to see the men clothed in soft garments?
你要认识他，跟他做生意，得到各种好处吗？
And who live in luxury so that you can do business with them?
他说你走错地方了，这些人在王宫里面。
Then Jesus responded, then you are seeking the wrong place because these men are all in the king's court.
这些好处都在世界上，你要去世界上寻找。
These benefits are all within the world. You'll have to seek for them in other places.
所以你既然来到旷野，
But you've come to the wilderness.
你就要很清楚在旷野没有穿细软衣服的人。
You clearly know that there are none that are appareled in soft garments and live in luxury.
在旷野有什么？
What is in the wilderness?
在旷野有先知啊。
The wilderness has a prophet.
我们看第二十六节。
In verse 26.
路加福音的第七章二十六节。
Luke 7:26.
他说你们出去究竟是要看什么？要看先知吗？我告诉你们是的啊，这个方向正确。
What did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, and this is the right direction.
但是这里说他比先知大多了。
But and I say to you more than a prophet.
所以当你来到旷野，当你寻找信仰，当你来到教会，你是为了找先知，方向正确。
So when you've come to the church or you've come to the wilderness and you've come to seek a prophet, your direction is correct.
但是认识错误。
But you have the wrong understanding.
为什么这里讲说方向正确，认识错误呢？
But why? So why is it that you might have the right direction, but you have the wrong understanding?
因为这里讲说是的。是的
哈， it says yes.
是的就是什么？这个答案可以被接受。
It means that this answer is acceptable.
你如果来到教会是要找先知、找信仰、要找道理、要找神，这个方向是正确的。
If you are coming here to find a prophet, coming to church to find a prophet and to find faith and to find the truth, this is the right direction.
你希望得到心灵上的安慰，你觉得人生命当中应该有一个更高的价值，这个方向是正确的。
If you are seeking this spiritual peace and you are seeking a direction in your life, and that is the right.
但是在这里说对，但是不够，不够。
That is correct, but it is not enough.
他这里讲说耶稣不是只有一个先知而已。
Because Jesus is not Jesus is not just a prophet.
圣经不是只有一种心灵上的安慰的功用。
The Bible does not just have the function of comforting.
信仰不是让你得着精神上的依靠。
And this religion is not just for the purpose of having a reliance in your emotional state.
因为有人讲说，哎呀，有信总比没有信的好吧。
Some people say that believing is better than not.
啊，来到教会至少心灵平安啊。
Because at least then I will have a very peace in my heart.
啊，才不会得忧郁症啊。
I won't be depressed.
哦，所以有时候啊，人把教会当成一个寄托心灵的地方。让你找到一个安慰你的心的地方哦。
It's not just a place for you to comfort your heart.
哦，有时候啊，人对耶稣也没有很清楚的认识啊。
And so people may not have the correct understanding of Jesus.
甚至来到教会很喜欢，但是也不知道要努力的方向。
So they might really enjoy coming to church, but they don't know where they should strive.
因为这里又讲了一句说，是的，但是他比先知大多了。
Because here it says yes, but more than a prophet.
因为在那个时候，很多人在跟随耶稣。
At the time, many were following Jesus.
但是跟随耶稣只是觉得他是一个不错的人，他是一个很有学问的人，他可以给很多安慰的话，哦，他会行神迹哦。
But at the time, they just thought, oh, this is a pretty good guy, and you know, he can do a lot of miracles, and he seems to be very capable.
啊，所以啊，他们就叫他拉比，叫他老师，叫他夫子啊。
So they called him rabbi and teacher.
啊，或者叫他先知啊。
And they even called him prophet.
啊，但是啊，对他们来讲，对那些人来说啊，这个先知，这个拉比，这个老师很不错，但是只是很多老师当中的一位而已啊。
And so they thought to themselves, yes, this is an excellent teacher, rabbi, but he is just one among many.
啊，所以啊，我也可以跟这个老师，哎，学一学东西，等一下就跟那个老师也去学一学东西。
So I can go and learn from Jesus today, but tomorrow I can go learn from another teacher.
啊，但是我们如果今天只有把信仰当作一个自我学习、成长、超脱的方法。
And so today, if our faith is just a way of self-improvement.
啊，或者是把圣经当作一种自我修行，让我们增进这种增进这种心灵力量的关键。
If it is just a key for us to
improve our understanding of life.
To improve our understanding of life.
啊，那你到最后你会发觉说，哎，我试试这个教，哦，我试试这个信仰，我再去试试那个信仰。
Then we might say to ourselves, oh, let me try this religion, and then I can try the next.
啊，我再试试这间教会，我再去试试这间教会。
I will taste a little from this church and then from that church.
因为这些都只是众先知、众老师当中的一位啊。
Because these are one among many.
哦，但是在这里主耶稣要告诉我们啊。
But here Jesus tells us.
他说比先知大多了。
He said more than a prophet.
哦，所以我们今天来到教会，我们必须要有正确的认识。
So today when we come to church, we have to have the correct understanding.
我们不是来这边寻求知识的。
We are not here to receive understanding.
我们也不是只有来这里寻求心灵上的安慰。
And comfort in our hearts.
啊，更不是说有信总比没有信的好，比较不会得忧郁症啊。
And it's not that if you believe, it's better than not believing because you can avoid depression.
而是这里告诉我们说，他比先知大多了。
But rather here he said more than a prophet.
你有认识到你所敬拜的耶稣比世界上的这些学者这些比这比这比这一些的学者文化观念传统都大多了吗？
Is it not this Jesus that we believe greater than any of the teachings and philosophies of this world?
你有认识到说主耶稣所留下的来的话比世界上的学问各种不同的学说重要的多了吗？
Have you not realized that Jesus' words recorded in the Bible are more precious and valuable than any other words that?
所以我们信耶稣不是寻求一种知识。
So when we pursue after Christ, it is not pursuing some sort of
knowledge. 来到教会更不是一种修行啊。
And it's not some sort of improvement.
啊，而是啊，因为知道他比先知大多了，借着认识基督而有得救的盼望。
But it is rather understanding that Jesus is greater than a prophet, and through him we have the hope of eternal life.
所以主耶稣问了你三个问题。
So Jesus today asks you three questions.
你到底要什么？
What did you go out to see?
你到底要看什么呢？
What did you go out to see?
我们要怎么回答他？
How will we answer him?
我们再继续往下看啊。
Let us continue reading.
我们继续往下看，说三十一节。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
31.
主又说，这样我可用什么比这个世代的人呢？我他们好像什么？三十二节。
32.
好像孩童坐在街市上，彼此呼叫说，我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举哀，你们不啼哭。三十三节。
33.
施洗的约翰来，不吃饼，不喝酒，你们说他是被鬼附着的。三十四。
34.
人子来，也吃也喝，你们说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。三十五节。
35.
但智慧之子总以智慧为事。在主耶稣问完他们三个问题之后。
After Jesus asked these three questions,
你要看什么？
What are you looking
for? 你到底要看什么？
What did you go out to
see? 你究竟想要看到什么？
What did you go out to see?
接下来主耶稣又告诉他们啊，
Then the Lord said,
说这个世代为什么看不到神？
Why exactly this man, the men of this generation cannot see the Lord?
为什么这个世代的人很难得到恩典？
Why is it hard for them to receive grace?
在这里主耶稣告诉我们两个原因啊。
The Lord told us two reasons.
一个原因，因为这个世代是一个对信仰冷漠的世代。
Because it is a generation that is very cold toward faith.
所以主耶稣说，我可以用什么来比喻这个世代呢？
He said, how can I liken the men of this generation?
我们向你吹笛，你不跳舞。听到音乐，没有喜乐。
We play the flute, and you did not dance. We mourn to you, and you did not weep.
我们向你举哀，捶胸举哀，有丧事，你们也不会难过。
We mourned, but you did not weep.
那代表说什么？一个人啊，心里冷漠，没有感觉。
It is when a person has become cold in their heart and has no more feeling.
那其实啊，我们现在面对的时代真的是这个样子啊。
Actually, our generation today is very like this.
听到圣经道理没有感觉，看到神的作为不会感动。
We hear the words of God, yet we have no emotion. And when we see the works of God, we are not moved.
知道得救的道路不会去努力。
And when we know the path to eternal life, we do not strive for.
看到天国的盼望不会想去。
And when we see the hope of the coming kingdom, we do not want to go.
为什么会这么冷漠？
Why are we so cold?
其实非常简单，只有一个原因啊。
Actually, there is only one reason.
因为眼睛在看世界。
It is because our eyes are fixated on the world.
因为心被世界捆绑。
And because our hearts are tied to the world.
所以当一个人啊，被世界捆绑啊，他对其他的任何事情都没有什么感受的。
And so when they are fixated on it, they have no other feeling toward anything else.
好，我们这个叫做 addiction, 就是那个上瘾啊，上瘾哦。
This is a type of addiction.
你看啊，有的那个小朋友玩电动玩具玩到上瘾啊。
There are many little children that become addicted to video games.
甚至到最后啊，也不去学校啦，什么都不做啦。
To the point where they don't even go to school or do anything.
前一阵子我在新闻上面，我看到一则新闻啊。
I actually saw a news report recently.
在德国有一个年轻人给他的女朋友下药哦。
There was actually a youth in Germany who gave his girlfriend, he drugged his girlfriend.
他 drug 他哦。通常我们如果听到这个哦，一个男生给一个女生下药，我们就知道说他可能是要对他做一些不轨的事情嘛，对不对？
When we hear such things, we might think, oh, that person is probably going to do something to the girl.
对呀，你给他下药，把他迷昏啊。
That's why he might cause her to be unconscious.
结果不是啊，他为什么给他下药？
Why did he drug his girlfriend?
他把他女朋友下药，这样子他玩电动就没有人吵他。
He did it so that when he was playing video games, he wouldn't be bothered by her.
因为他觉得他女朋友很吵啊，一直叫那个女，他觉得说他打玩电动，你一下子叫我要陪你去逛街，又要叫我做什么，给你下药，让你睡觉。
Because he was tired of his girlfriend asking him to do this or that.
结果后来啊，被他女朋友告啊，结果德国法院罚2000欧元哦。
So,
当然了，两个人分手了。
The girlfriend actually sued him, and the case was resolved for 2,000 euros, and they've split up.
但是你如果去想啊，这个世代真的变得很可怕。
But if you think about it carefully, this society has become quite scary.
男女朋友应该是很亲密的，但是为了要打电动，可以给他下药，让他不要啰嗦。
couple should be quite intimate, and yet, because he wanted to be playing his video games attentively, he actually drugged his girlfriend.
因为对电动玩具上瘾，所以对人就冷漠了。
Because he was addicted to his video games, he became cold and emotionless toward people.
今天越来越多的人因为对世界上瘾，因为对赚钱上瘾，因为对世界上的各种享乐上瘾，对神、对教会就越来越冷漠了。
And so today, because we are addicted to the world, or because we are addicted to making money, or because we are addicted to various things, we have become cold toward God.
我还记得当我年轻的时候啊。
I still remember when I was young.
每次啊，只要教会有活动啊，青年通通出席啊。
Whenever there was an event, many youth would show up.
为什么？因为平常生活很单调啊。
Because life was simple.
那个留学生来到美国，也没钱，也没车。也没人煮饭给他们吃。
And when immigrants came to the United States, they had no money, no car, and no food.
哦，所以啊，每次教会办活动啊，哇，吃啊，就是很开心的，就聚在一起啦。
And so whenever the church would host an event, there would be a lot of food, and everybody would be very happy.
啊，然后每次活动都很热闹啊，但所有年轻人都来啦。
Events were very well attended because many attended.
啊，每次要做圣工也是啊，那个电话一打，大家通通都来啦。
And if you just called people, they would show up.
啊，但是现在就不一样啦。
But it's not the same today.
啊，还要拜托他们。
You have to beg them.
啊，为什么？因为他们能够做的事情太多。
Because the things they can do, their options are too many.
啊，因为啊，他们想要去的地方太多，因为他们想要玩的、想要去的地方太多。
Because the places they want to go are too many.
啊，所以到最后啊，教会就一直往后推、往后推、往后推啊，排到最后逼不得已才赶快来教会一下。
So church became lower and lower priority until it was like at the bottom.
啊，为什么？因为你有的选择太多了。
Because we had too many choices.
所以到最后就变得对圣工冷漠，对教会的活动无感。
And so we became very cold toward any events held by the church.
每次要来都要别人拜托你，然后时间一到赶着就要走。
And so people would have to beg you to come to these events, and when the time came, you would be late.
这就是我们现今所处的世代。
This is the world we live in today.
但是主耶稣跟我们讲啊，这个是一个危机啊。
But Jesus tells us that this is a crisis.
主耶稣说，当我向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；当我向你们举哀，你们不哀哭哦。
We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not weep.
代表说，你跟我没有感情，你跟我非常的距离遥远啊。
It means that you have no emotions for me. We are very distant.
所以啊，这是我们第一个要小心的。
That is something we have to be very careful about.
不要在这个世界的潮流当中对信仰越来越冷漠。
Let us not grow cold in our faith.
啊，第二个问题呢？
Secondly.
啊，这里讲说约翰来不吃饼，不吃不喝，你们说他是被鬼附着的。
John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a demon.
人子来也吃也喝，你们说他是贪食好酒的。
The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, look, a glutton, a wine bibber.
啊，在这个世代第二个问题是什么？
What is the second problem of the world today?
就是外在的影响。
It is the external influence.
人家讲这样，你就很紧张；人家讲那样，你就想要赶快改变。
Someone says X, and you become very nervous. And someone says Y, and you try to change.
一直想要符合别人的想法，一直想要得到别人的欢心。
You're constantly trying to please other people and conform to their expectations.
因为心中没有定向，变成信仰没有方向。
And because you are not rooted in your heart, and so you have no direction.
来到真耶稣教会，从这里认识道理。
You come to True Jesus Church and you understand the truth.
结果你身旁的朋友说，那间教会很奇怪，你就说，哦，很奇怪，那我还是不要去好了。
And then somebody else says to you, oh, I think that church is pretty weird, and so you think to yourself, I'm not going to go anywhere.
所以别人讲什么，你就摇来摇去啦。
So based on whatever people say, you sway back and forth.
而这个世代，你什么都会听见。
Actually, in this generation, you will hear everything.
你看啊，这里讲说约翰来不吃不喝，人家说他是被鬼附着。
Here, John the Baptist didn't drink or eat, and he was called a demon.
结果耶稣来也吃也喝，人家说他贪食好酒。
And Jesus came and he ate and he drank and he was called a glutton.
你有没有发现说，不管你怎么做，想讲话的人永远都有话可以讲。
So it doesn't matter what you do because someone will always say something.
因为你看啊， 你吃喝也有人讲你，不吃喝也有人讲你啊。
If you eat and drink, someone will complain. If you don't eat or you don't drink, somebody will complain.
所以如果你不知道自己在做什么，你只想要讨人的欢心。
So if you don't know what you are doing and if all you seek is to please others.
到最后你就是失去自我，并且失去信仰。
At the end, you will not only lose yourself, you will lose your faith.
好，所以这个是我们今天这个世代里面所面对的两个危机。
Those are the two crises we face today in this generation.
啊，但是在这里主耶稣告诉我们。
But Jesus tells us.
他说，智慧之子总以智慧为事啊。
Wisdom is justified by all her children.
这句话是什么意思？
What does that mean?
这句话说你要成为一个有智慧的人。
If you want to be one of wisdom,
你必须要成为一个有智慧的人啊。
Oh, sorry, you have to be one of wisdom.
因为当你成为一个有智慧的人，
Because when you become one with wisdom,
你就能够很清楚地判断什么时候要吃，什么时候要喝。
You can clearly judge when you can eat and when you should drink.
什么时候不吃，什么时候不喝。
When you should not drink or eat.
如果你今天成为一个有属灵智慧的人，
If you are one with spiritual wisdom,
你就知道什么时候要跳舞，什么时候要举哀。
You will understand when you should dance and when you should weep.
因为你知道神的心意，因为你明白神的旨意。
Because you have already understood the will and intention of God.
所以要怎么样突破这个世界上信仰的障碍？
So how do we overcome these difficulties?
怎么样突破那个信仰的冷漠？怎么样能够挣脱世界的捆绑？
To overcome this coldness of our hearts and this enticement of the world.
怎么样能够确定信仰的方向？怎么样能够不受世界、不受别人说话的影响？
How do we be certain of our direction in life and not be influenced by others' words?
啊，这里讲说你要成为智慧之子啊。
You have to become a child of wisdom.
啊，因为你拥有属灵的智慧。
Because then you will always have that wisdom.
所以不管别人讲什么，你都深知神的旨意。
So that no matter what anyone says, you clearly, deeply understand God's
will. 因为保罗就是这样啊。
Paul was the same.
保罗身旁很多人讲东讲西的。
Many people besides Paul said this and that.
好，但是保罗说，我深知道神的心意啊。
But he said, I know deeply God's will.
好，所以因为他非常清楚神的意思，他非常清楚神给他安排的人生的使命。
He was very clear about the mission that God gave him.
所以不管环境怎么改变，不管外在怎么样的外在怎么样试图来影响他。
So that no matter how his environment changed.
他都能够站立的稳，并且成就神所托付他的工作。
He could stand firm and complete the mission given him.
好，所以我们今天都要祷告求智慧。
So today we have to pray for wisdom.
啊，使我们每个人都有属灵的智慧，成为智慧之子。
So we can all have spiritual wisdom and become wisdom's children.
能够在这一条信仰的路上坚持，能够行走到最到末了。
So that we can persevere to the end and continue in this faith.
啊，不但能够有得救的盼望，更要能够完成得救的功夫。
And not only can we have that the hope of eternal life, we can also complete the tasks given to us.
啊，就以这一段来做我们彼此的学习。
And this concludes our teaching.
啊，我们一起来唱诗199首。
I'll sing hymn 199.
上那边的家乡，我心最喜爱，就是救主所预备快乐斋。在那福地无死亡，也没有惊慌，永远生活在神前享平安。神光照耀，不用日月照，并无黑夜与幽冥。
最后一节，
天上那边的家乡，耶稣为君王，坐在宝座传百亿永辉煌。在 天堂。那里有圣光照耀，不用日月照，黑夜与幽冥全白照。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们刚刚谈到说，信仰路要走得好，必须要有属灵的智慧。
We just said that we have to walk the path of faith well and have spiritual wisdom.
但是你要是觉得不行啊，我没有智慧怎么办呢？
But if you think to yourself, oh, I don't have any spiritual wisdom.
在雅各书的第一章告诉我们。
In James chapter 1 it says.
他说没有智慧的要祷告求哦。
That if you do not have wisdom, you can pray and ask for it.
他说你来到神面前，你跪下来祷告，主啊，求你赐给我属灵的智慧。
If you don't have spirit, you can come and kneel before the Lord and ask him.
他说主就要把智慧赐给你啊。
And he will grant, give it to you.
使你不但明白主的旨意。
So that you not only understand his will.
更能够走在主的道上。
You can walk in his way.
最后能够成就你信仰的人生。
And at the end, you can accomplish a life of faith.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
Let us now pray.
祷告当中要特别求神赐给我们每个人属灵的智慧。
Let us ask that each of us can receive the wisdom of God.
能够知道生命当中应当以追求何事为美。
And so we know how to act in this world.
我们也要特别为三月底的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us also pray for the upcoming spiritual convocation.
求主耶稣带领我们每个人的脚步。
May God guide each of our footsteps.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray.